Thank you for joining us for our series through the book of Romans. This book is full of rich truths about the Christian life, and we hope that throughout our study, your identity in Christ and our call to communitas are affirmed in you each week. Let's dive into the text.
This is a unique time of the year that I think we're all quite aware of. The leaves start to turn colors, and there's this season of change on the horizon. It's a season where we tend to reflect as humans. And so this last September, the staff and elders got together. We went on our annual retreat. And this is what we do. We pause and we look back, reflect on what's happened in the last 9 years and the last year. We pray. And then we ask God for wisdom going into the future. Because if God's not making the plans, there's really no reason for us to do it. And so right now, Drew and I would like to walk you kind of through, give you a glimpse of what happens at those staff and elder retreats in what we call a family huddle. Because something we noticed while we were there is the theme of multiplication kept showing up in our story.
And it's kind of incredible to think about the reality that it was 10 years ago. Am I muted?
Does that want to be the first time that I muted myself? It was 10 years ago that Jen and I moved up here from Southern California to help plant Vintage Grace. And it's just been incredible to pause and to look back and to reflect on that reality. But it was with this vision you see on the screen today, to build joy-filled communities, plural of faith. Our hope in our heart was to be a church that would plant churches that would plant churches. And so we saw that multiplication. And so far, as we kind of approach the end of a decade and prepare our hearts for the next decade, we're overwhelmed by all the things God has done. It is beyond what anyone really ever dreamt or imagined, as we're seeing church planting happen locally, regionally, and even all across our nation that we get to be a part of.
When we take a look at Acts 1:8, we actually follow it. Acts 1:8 says, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. This is how we set up our outreach here at Vintage. Jerusalem, local, Judea, Samaria, and all the way to the ends of the earth. Do you guys know that locally, you're the missionaries God's planted here? Take that in for just 1 second. You are the missionaries that God planted in El Dorado Hills, Folsom, Rescue, Cameron Park, you name the city. That should excite you and simultaneously scare you. This Christmas season, we're gonna have all the little kids show up here next Sunday to sing you a song. And they're cute and squirmy, and someone's gonna do something funny. It's gonna be totally worth watching. But you know, we don't have them come up here just so that you have a cute performance. We encourage them to learn what it looks like to invite through the Christmas song. They invite their aunties who don't come to church, or their grandmas, or their best friend. And people who don't normally show up at church are gonna show up to watch them sing, and I'm gonna leave the rest to the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's why we do putt-putt also. Guys, mini golf opens on Friday. Look at my face. Mini golf opens on Friday. It's amazing and psychotic all at the same time. It's so good. But you actually have to have a tee time. This is the easiest invitation of the entire year for you. Find a friend, find a neighbor, sign up for a tee time, show up to play mini golf. We even moved it inside so you don't have to turn into a mini golf popsicle while you play. The tee times go fast. This is so good. It's so worth it. Find someone and come play.
And I'm just so thankful to watch you guys live as everyday missionaries in Folsom, in El Dorado Hills, and wherever you live, work, and play. It is so fun because sending is a big deal to us, that we gather to scatter. As you leave, you'll see the A-frames that say you are sent. You walk out in the lobby, you see those big letters that says send on them. And we pray over people and places and spaces. And it's so humbling. Just a couple weeks ago, we had baptisms of peoples that names were on those send letters that were on your pray watch list. And then we can actually sing at church 2 weeks later, hell lost another one. Amen? Mm-hmm. It's because you're living as missionaries in your Jerusalem. Judea Samaria then is where there's like a cultural or a geographical barrier. That's what we do church planning for. Church planning is when we raise up leaders and send them to their towns and their places and spaces. We were sent as planters. And again, our vision is to build joy-filled communities, plural. And so by God's grace, we've been able to help plant Placerville this year. We're working with Coloma right now, Sacramento. We're really praying that God would create a hub, that what we get to be a part of here in El Dorado Hills is a hub for multiplication, to send you as everyday missionaries, but actually send other church planters in the neighbors and towns around us. And so we're praying that for Gabe in Oakland, all those presents that you're buying for the Oakland Present Shop is so that they can actually do good deeds that lead to goodwill, that ultimately leads to what? Good news. The good news of the gospel moving forward. If that's what's happening in Oakland, it's what's happening in Yorba Linda, it's what's happening in Wisconsin. So thank you for helping us build joy-filled communities, plural.
That proxy trailer that's been sitting out there for a little while, it's just about ready to open.
Woohoo!
This will be a coffee trailer, and all the proceeds will go back to our partners in Africa. Cyprian was here a couple weeks ago. The proxy coffee we sell out in the lobby out there, this all goes back to our child-headed households in Africa. We partner with people in Haiti and in India. We actually have a friend here today, her name is Katie. I can actually not tell you more than that because she is a missionary in a place where her life is on the line for the lost. I want you to meet her today. If you're missionaries here and she's missionaries there and missionaries are in Africa and Haiti and India, this is where the whole body of Christ rises up for the good of the lost. Mm-hmm. This is the ends of the earth.
And that's why it's so fun to pause after 9 years of ministry and look back and see all the things that God has been doing at building joy-filled communities of faith, plurally. And so our heart as an elder board, our heart as a staff, our heart as church planters is that we would be a part of the multiplication that God is doing to us and through us. So Jen said last week, we really view ourselves as a team, as a teaching hospital, as a place where people can come and actually have hands-on experience to experience the grace of God, the goodness of his mission moving forward, and then ultimately to be sent.
Yeah, but it doesn't just start and end with 19 to 25-year-olds. That's what I kind of described last Sunday with our residency program. It's also to people interested in church planting. It's the young pastors who God has laid a calling on their heart to go church plant. Look, there is no secret what we do around here. Every single Sunday, we are trying to equip you to be disciple makers. Every single resident staff meeting, we are trying to equip them to be disciple makers. Every single church planter that comes on staff who wants to go plant a church, guess what we're doing? Equipping them to be disciple makers. Do you guys know that our church planting doesn't start with a Sunday morning service? That is the last part of the equation.
Now, the reality is in the Church of America, we've been planting Sunday services for years. Sunday services just means that like we try to invite people from other churches to come, and yet our heart as a church, right? We set our alarms for 9:38. Remember where that comes from? Matthew 9:36-38. We cry out to the Lord of the harvest, and he says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send kingdom laborers because the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are what? Few. And so our residency program is not just for young men and women, but it's actually for pastors saying, I don't want to play the Sunday game anymore. I don't want church to be about a Sunday spectacle where people can come and get a slap on the butt sermon. I want to be about a disciple-making communitas, a battleship that's equipping the saints for the work of the ministry, like Paul says in Ephesians 4. And so our church planting residency is very specifically designed, and we've seen the fruit of that as we've sent people, as right now at 10 o'clock, Placerville Church is wrapping up their service. How cool is that? But it's about hands-on experience. Because in seminary, and I'm a former seminary professor, in seminary we train people how to teach, but not how to live and love and look like Jesus. And so that's our real heart's intent, not just for our younger residents, but also for our church planting residents.
It is because we are praying and watching that Placerville's happening. It's because of you guys. We could have vision leaking out of us forever, but if God doesn't usher you guys to become part of the team and part of the family, this doesn't happen.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you for partnering with us in this multiplication of disciples, this mission God's totally laid on his heart and leaks out of him.
So we are, we're excited. As a staff, as a couple, as elders, we're excited for the future. As we left our elder retreat this past couple of months, we spent time really stacking hands and praying as a leadership team to say, God, what are you inviting us into next? We love the last 10 years and we've seen incredible fruit, but I've had people be like, wait, you say you're a church planting church. You want to be a sending station. You've only planted one church. And I'm like, why is everyone so negative in America? What's your problem, people, right? But the reality is God's invited us in all sorts of different ways to partner with people, to plant, to send. God's invited us in the church planters that we've adopted, the church planters that I coach every week, the church planters that we invite in to come visit us on Sunday mornings. You don't even know they're sitting with you, so they can watch, they can experience, and they can go and actually reproduce and multiply what we're seeing God do at our church. We don't think what's happening here should be unique, but then that means that we need to make a decision to invest our time, our talent, our treasure. Right now, Kyle's actually off preaching in Coloma. David, one of our adult pastors, is preaching in Placerville. Obviously, we're here for this special service, but to be everyday missionaries. So here was our commitment as our retreat that I just can't wait to share with you guys, because when I say R, guess who is R? R. Our hope as a team is that this next 3 years, we love the last 10 years, but we don't think we have to wait every 6 or 7 years to plant a church. We think God's inviting us to do it almost on the regular every year, to raise up leaders to send them. And so here's our hope, that we want to raise up 40 residents in the next 3 years to send. That with those 40 residents of 19 to 25 year olds, we also want to raise up 5 church planting lead pastor residents as well. And that's going to be hard. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be exciting, but it's something that I can't wait, because God's vision for us is beyond us. And leaders are ultimately developed. They're not hired from the outside. They're developed from right here in our church. In fact, I believe there's a lay leader that's probably in business right now, a part of our church in Odo Hills, that's going to be a church planter in the next 5 years. That's what God's doing, because church planting is just disciple making.
So as we wrapped up this elder and staff retreat, there were 2 things that we came out. And this is what I'm going to ask you. Would you hear these 2 things and commit to praying for them? The first thing is this. We've walked you through our Disciples Made Here content. We took what Jesus did and we simplified the language and we made it in a way that we could teach you what it means to be a disciple and how to go out and make disciples. That Disciples Made Here content was just in-house. And then all of a sudden, other churches from other locations started asking about it. Other pastors from across the country started asking about it. So this year, we've committed to taking the Disciples Made Here content and turning it to an online platform so that we can help whoever is hungry to be a disciple-making church figure out how to usher their people towards that.
And that's not to build a brand. You notice it's not Vintage Grace Disciples Made Here.
Nope.
You are the disciple makers. And so we give it away free. Why? Because our name is Grace, and grace is what? Unmerited. It's free. The putt-putt's free. The playground's free. DMH is free. We just want to see people actually living out the mission of God. Why? Because I've seen my Pray Watch List come to faith. I've seen men and women get off the throne of their hearts and their eternity changed. And that's what we want for you in Eldorado Hills. That's what we want for every church we get to partner with. And so we're excited and thankful for that. The other big prayer request is we're looking for those 2 full-time lead pastor planting residents. One, I'm excited. We've already hired. He's going to be joining us in January. And so just be praying for Matt. Matt's been connected to our church through family for years so far. He's going to be joining us to be trained and raised up and then sent out. Also be praying for another gentleman that we're interviewing right now. He's been an associate as well for the last 20 years, saying, God, I feel this stirring for my town, for my neighborhood. How could I be a part of a church that's a gathering of sent ones? And so be praying not just for the 40 residents, but for the senior lead residents. And also be praying, because here's the truth that I believe as a lead pastor, every pastor needs a pastor. And by God's grace, I've had one. You guys have met him. He's preached on stage here multiple times. Todd Chapman down at RCC and Yorba Linda sent Jen and I up here 10 years ago to plant this church. And so I'm excited. He's told his church a couple weeks ago, but this summer in 2024, Todd's going to be stepping into a new season of ministry and moving here to Eldorado Hills to help us. To help us be a family church that plants churches that plants churches, so that he can serve as a pastor to our lead pastors. And so I am pumped for 2024. I feel like it's been a great first decade of ministry, but I can't wait for this next decade. Why? Because we're seeing opportunities for more joy-filled communities of faith. Shasta, welcome. We love you. They've been zooming into our services. We've been going through DMH with them and life group leadership with them. We're looking for your lead pastor, I promise, right? Like, that's our heart as a church, to be a sending station, to raise up leaders. But our prayer is out of the harvest, right? He's the Lord of the harvest, that he would send kingdom laborers.
These family huddles come with a lot of information. As seen today, there will be actually a letter coming in the mail to all of you that just kind of explains where we're at. Don't throw it away. There's nothing for you to do. Pray. Pray over it, please. If God is not in charge, there's no reason for us to move forward. It is that simple. So that's what we're asking for you, from you. Pray for us. Pray for his mission to go forward. If you don't or never received a letter from us, that means we don't have your address. Here's our Connect cards. If you're new or never received a letter or you have a prayer request or you want to get involved or anything, this is the way we get to know you. So put your information on it, pop it into the For God box out there, and I promise you, we will call you and connect with you and help you get connected. Because here's what I hate. I absolutely cannot stand when people come to church and don't feel like family. We will do everything in our power to make you feel like family. So fill it out. We're excited for what God's doing, and this next Sunday, we're kicking off the Christmas series, The Kings of Christmas.
Amen. I'm so excited for the series. The teaching team's done an incredible job, and we'll be in the Old Testament, and I can't wait to open up the Word with you then. Now, before then, I actually want to be, on behalf of our staff, the first person to give you a Christmas gift. And so as you leave this Sunday, I want to encourage you, one per family, but we have a devotional we gave for everybody. It's Joy to the World. It's a chance. It's one page where we can just pause, read it with our kids, read it with your spouse. If you're single, read it by yourself. Just take a moment, remember what Christmas is about, because I am convinced this season's busy. And busyness just isn't of the devil. I think busyness might be the devil, right? We get so busy, we get so distracted that we forget our one is our one for a reason, deepening relationship with God. So I want to invite you this Christmas season to pause. I want to invite you to open the Word every morning and to hear the voice of God. So we want to give you that gift later today. But today's a special service. It's Thanksgiving weekend. It's a chance for us to pause and pray. If you don't create space to listen to God, there's enough white noise you'll never hear him. And so I want to encourage you right now to just open your hands as you prepare your heart for the rest of the service. It's a different service than normal. But I believe that God will meet with us, that he will surprise us, that he's here. And so as we ended last week's sermon, it was in Romans chapter 11. We finished Romans 9 through 11. It was a whole study this fall. It quickly has become one of my favorite part of the text. And in Romans 9 through 11, Paul ends with this spontaneous praise. And I felt like, as your lead pastor, we were responding to the text and song last week, and we had to end too soon. We just wanted to sing more. We just wanted to praise God more for what he's done in the past, what he's doing right now in the present, and what he's gonna be doing in the future. So would you open your hands and just say, Spirit, would you surprise me with you today, right now? He's here. Often I think of us, church, as a choir that is lifting our voices, but we need to create space to respond to him. And so, Spirit of the living God, would you fall fresh on us? Would you meet with us? We praise you and we respond to your plans, to your sovereignty, and to your salvation as we lift our voices for your glory, we pray.
We live in a divided world, but just like the Romans, we are called to unity in Christ as we live on mission in our daily lives. Let this message be an encouragement to you as you go into the spaces and places that God takes you this week. Until next time.